Alaska is converting its Juneau headquarters building from oil to wood pellet heat. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation says the change will save money. It also hopes to create demand for a wood pellet industry on Prince of Wales Island. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Welcome to the Jurassic period.
Nathan Sobolev leads the way into Sea Alaska Plaza's boiler room. There's a whoosh and a hum as a light blue burner shoots yellow flames into one of the gray metal boilers that heats the building.
These are Sea Alaska's ancient dinosaurs of boilers. They're 1989 units, and they're very thirsty.
Sobolev, a natural resource planner, says the system burns about 35,000 gallons of oil a year. Converting to wood pellet heat will save about $40,000 annually, which adds up to about $1 million over the new system's expected 25-year life. That will cover the cost of the changeover, which includes a new exhaust system for the 58,000-square-foot building, plus a pellet storage silo. The change is also expected to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by about 340 tons a year. Sobolev says that's important for a building in the middle of downtown Juneau.
This KOB Viessmann boiler system does very clean burning. There's no visible emissions. These systems have been installed around hospitals, and they've been operating in Europe for over 30 years. There is no visible emissions, and you won't notice anything different coming out of the Sea Alaska Plaza.
The changeover could do more than reduce heating costs and environmental impacts. It's part of an attempt to create a new industry on Southeast's Prince of Wales Island, where Sea Alaska has substantial forest holdings. The corporation has worked with the island's Viking Lumber to study new uses for mill scraps, logging leftovers, and thinned young trees. Rick Harris is Executive Vice President of Sea Alaska.
What we're trying to do is to encourage the development of biomass facilities, manufacturing facilities in Southeast. We're continuing our discussions with Viking, but the most important thing is for us to be able to encourage or create the customer draw that will be able to support the construction of these manufacturing facilities.
Sea Alaska is also working with Alaska Mills, a business planning to build a pellet plant in Prince of Wales Island's Thorne Bay. One of the partners is Russell Heath, former executive director of SEAC, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Heath says the mill would mostly use wood from young trees thinned to speed forest growth.
We are committed to not increasing the logging of old growth beyond current levels. That's not our intent, and it's definitely not where we want to go. What we'd like to do is be an aid to the conversion of the current timber industry from old growth into second growth. And that's how we see our contribution to the forest here.
He says the pellet plant would have to produce at least 10,000 tons per year to break even. Southeast Alaska currently uses between 1,000 and 2,000 tons a year. Harris says Sea Alaska has urged some other managers of large buildings in Juneau to convert to wood pellet heat.
All of them are quite interested, but they want somebody to prove the business model first. They don't want to be the first one to do it. And again, that's part of the reason that the Sea Alaska Plaza conversion really becomes a proof of concept for everybody else to see that, in fact, can be done.
Sea Alaska expects to convert its headquarters heating system within a year. It will bulk buy pellets from British Columbia until there's a southeast source. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.